Chapter 43. The next morning, Jesse and Bryce Kane were in Kane's office on the top floor of the old Paradise Bank building, a block up from the movie theater. Jesse idly wondered, but decided not to ask, if Bryce Kane had missed a day's work since his father had died. "I don't have a lot of time for you," was his greeting as Jesse sat down. "You rarely do," Jesse said. "Why do you suppose?" This was a trip down a rabbit hole for which Jesse didn't have the time or energy. "How's your mom doing?" he said. "I haven't spoken to her since I saw her at the hospital the day your dad died." "She's fine," Bryce said. "Like the divorce they've been in the process of having, just without any papers, is final." "How about you?" Jesse said. "What about me?" Jesse took a closer look at him. He had a can of ginger ale on the desk in front of him, and a glass next to it filled with ice. He'd either skipped shaving that day or was unshaven by design, to have that stubbled look. There was puffiness under his eyes. The long hair looked like it needed washing. It was when he reached for the glass that Jesse saw the noticeable tremor in his hand. Maybe you had to have been a boozer to pick up the signs that Bryce Kane was hungover. If Jesse came around the desk, he was sure he'd be able to pick up the faint stink of last night. "How are you dealing with his death?" Jesse said. "All due respect," Kane said, "none of your fucking business."
"Thanks for the pro tip."
"Why are you really here, Stone?" he said. "Because we both know it's not for grief counseling."
"Something's been bothering me," Jesse said. "The time I came to the house and Lily wasn't there, you used Paul Hutton's last name. Only at that point, I'd never mentioned his last name to anybody outside my department."
"I don't remember saying that."
"I do."
"Who the hell knows how I knew his last name?" Kane said. "Maybe one of your cops mentioned it to somebody who mentioned it to me."
"Who?"
"Who what?"
"Who mentioned it to you?" Jesse said. "I could go talk to that person and ask which one of my cops gave out Hutton's last name."
Kane put his palms up in a helpless gesture.
"You want to know the truth?"
"Always a good option," Jesse said. "I have no idea why I would have known his last name."
"Unless maybe you knew it before he got here."
"I told you already," he said. "My mother told you. We have no idea who this guy was, and if I did, why would I lie to a cop about it?"
"Good question," Jesse said.
Bryce Kane shook his head suddenly, the way horses do with flies. Jesse wasn't sure whether the question had startled him, or if he was just buying time through the fog of what was clearly a hangover. Jesse knew the look.
"Maybe you mentioned the guy's name and don't remember," Kane said. "They say that drinking kills brain cells. Maybe you lost more than you think when you were on the sauce."
"On the sauce," Jesse said. "You don't hear that a lot anymore."
"Even I know people don't have to talk to cops if they don't want to," Kane said. "Even when they've got nothing to hide. So, we're done here."
"Do you have something to hide?"
Kane blew out a lot of air, slapped his palms on his desk, stood up.
"Done," he said.
Jesse stood up himself, knowing they were done, at least for now.
"Bryce, you need to know something," he said. "If there was a connection between Paul Hutton and your family, eventually I'm going to find it."
He knew it wasn't much of an exit line, but would have to do for now.
He walked through the outer office, giving Kane's secretary his best public servant smile on his way past her. He thought of something Dix had told him one time about narcissists and their lying to maintain the image they held of themselves, and how getting called out as liars made them angry. "They know that one of these days their bullshit is going to be exposed," Dix had said.
"Just not today," Jesse thought.